Bayer Crop Science, in partnership with Western Growers, presented the first AgTech X event at Bayer's West Sacramento Biologics Research Facility. Dennis Donahue is the director of Western Growers Center for Innovation and Technology, based in Salinas, and he moderated the event. Dennis, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Well, thanks very much letting me visit with you. You know, I'm a big fan of yours, and so it's fun to have an opportunity to spread the word. And we were really glad you joined us today because, you know, as you heard, even as part of the content today, we still have some challenges of getting the right information out to as many people as possible. So we hope this helps.
Well, thanks, Dennis. This AgTech X event was remarkable.
It was really an impressive gathering in terms of the array of folks were here. You know, AgTech is, and the purpose of these events is to really, I'll use a new trendy word sneaking into the lexicon for AgTech, the intersection. And what you want to do is create a gathering spot for growers, for tech, for investors, for the input folks. And then also what we try and do is really create a kind of a unique opportunity for the residents of our center. Because what really kind of created the whole idea of AgTech X is we observed and we participated in a lot of the activities around AgTech that go on in the Bay Area. And they're terrific and they're well done, as you might expect. Except the reality is a lot of AgTech is really geared towards production-related issues. And so we felt that we needed to get the same caliber of information into the key production areas.
Yeah.
So for the last year, we've been visiting places like Brawley, Delano, Harris Ranch, Parlier. Yeah. And the Sacramento area was terrific for the northern part of the Central Valley. And Bayer happened to, there's somebody we're fortunate to work closely with. The timing couldn't have been better because obviously there's a lot of things going on at Bayer and folks are interested in that. And the Climate Corporation is interested in sending a signal that they're starting to get interested in the specialty crop world.
Yeah.
So we had some access to world-class talent and knowledge, and we were able to build that into the programming, plus just some terrific folks who are in the industry every day. And then as you saw, and something that we think is really important, is we were able to do something special with the FFA students in the area, because we think it's really important to, with technology, a lot of times, that's a game that the practitioners are younger and younger all the time.
Yeah.
So we got to make sure they're in the queue and ready to be part of the next generation.
Dennis, as you mentioned, you had several events around the state in the main production areas. Did the Sacramento event have extended content?
This was an extended program in terms of content,
yeah.
But the three elements of doing something that's geared towards R&D, so Bayer was good enough to offer tours of their facilities, and then a student component where we did Ag Sharks, and then we did our panels. So those are really kind of the three elements of what we do when we set up shop for these types of events.
Are you bullish on having Ag become more digital? I'm not sure where we're going with that. I mean, you can't get more analog than pumping water and getting it on the
field.
Right. But we can monitor that.
Sure. I don't think there's any question we're moving in that direction. And, and I think one of the things I like to tell people is this is one of the reasons I'm happy to be a real evangelist for Western Growers and what we do. And, I'm an ag guy. I was in the produce industry for 35 plus years. Oh, yeah. Innovation is not a new deal for agriculture.
Yes.
And I'll just speak to the valley. I'm from Salinas Valley, but the same thing holds true in the Central Valley and throughout California. The input folks, the breeding folks, the seed folks, there's always ongoing R&D. That, of course, continues to this day. But in our valley, in our neck of the woods, we've always prided ourselves as post-harvest innovators. So the focus is on either the quality of the product, whether it's the switch from top icing to vacuum cooling, or if you look at all the innovation in terms of value added where the whole salad industry got started. You can take any item, whether 50% of lettuce that now leaves us our valley is cut. Cauliflower used to be just cauliflower. Now it's taking the place of rice, mashed potatoes. It's even a pizza crust. So product innovation. We've had innovation in spades, but there's always been an assumption of available and affordable labor. and you know, pretty fair access to natural resources. That's not the case anymore. So what you're seeing is a pretty hard shift to solving problems around production. And so that's why Western Growers, I think, is a particularly important player in this space, because our membership is, you know, they're putting the money in the ground, they're taking the that capital risk. You know, they're going to market, post-harvest capability, capital formation, all of those things are really important at the time of transition. And, you know, in generation after generation, these family farming corporations have addressed the challenges of their era. This one is going to be more technical in nature, but I would certainly be an optimist that it'll happen.
Well, you know, Dennis, the Central Valley's been challenged with severe overdraft situations. No fault to the growers, just that the surface water was cut off. Is the Western Growers Innovation Center working on this?
Well, certainly the goal is to help provide tools to deal with all those challenges and the regulatory challenges. And as you know, because you hail from the Central Valley, and you know that valley is set up a little different than ours. Obviously, we're no less interested in water, but the multiple irrigation districts and you know how folks set up shop to deal with those things varies a bit. But you know, the bottom line is, if you're involved in agriculture in California, you're paying attention to SGMA. It's arguably the biggest regulatory challenge everybody's had, and so it certainly speaks to the need of data, precision agriculture, timing, and frankly it pulls everybody into the game, you know, growers at all level, because they've all got accountability. You know, so providing tools to deal with that is, I think, certainly part of what we're trying to facilitate. I mean, our MO is really rapid commercialization of solutions. That's kind of the mantra. But the reality is, what you really want to do is get tech and ag together on as direct connection and basis as possible, so everyone can move more quickly and more specifically. So that's what we're trying to facilitate.
Well, Dennis, you're a podcaster too for Voices of the Valley. It's all part of the Western Growers Center for Innovation and Technology. Tell us about that.
I thought it'd be kind of fun to jump in as a way to help promote the residents in our center, but also to have a broader conversation, because we know there are a lot of stakeholders and a lot of people that are relying on ag to move forward, whether they're educators, whether they're innovators. And so the whole purpose of Voices of the Valleys was, whether it's the Silicon Valley, the Central Valley, the Salinas Valley, the Imperial Valley, you know, to just kind of a play on that.
Dennis, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Certainly my pleasure.